208 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Of guiding and protecting and watching over us. Angels like Gabriel, who is a messenger, who talked with Mary and said, "Hail Mary, you're favored." God favor who he must, who he chooses. Preachers are favored because God ain't called everybody to preach this glorious message. And when God give preachers and pastors and leaders and teachers his word, he expects us to follow through with the mandate. Yeah. Not your mandate, but his mandate. Yeah. And that's why his ways are not like ours. And that's why we don't understand what he is up to. But through it all, yeah, ultimately, you will see the fulfillment, because God said, "My word will not fail." Amen. For he said, "Before my word fail, heaven and earth will
pass away."
Get out of God's way, because God's speaking. Angels like Micah, who fights for us. An archangel who is a powerful commander of God's army. When Micah starts fighting, stuff starts happening. I don't care who's in charge. If Micah's involved, things begin to happen, because God has sent him on a prescribed mission to do some work. And in many cases, it's fighting. Everything we see around us is all part of God's divine concept and God's will. In verse 1 of the 24th Psalm, it says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein." This tells us that the world and everything on it belongs to the Lord, and all of the people on it are his too. In other words, everything in the world belongs to the Lord, and even all of the people belong to him. For God has ownership. I don't care, I may have sons and daughters, but they belong to God.
That's right.
Where were you before you got here? You belong to God. I belong to God. So God has, number one, ownership. It ain't my stuff. It ain't your stuff. It's not authority within the structure of society. God owns it all. He is above all. And through it all, God is bringing things to an ultimate fulfillment of his divine word and his divine prophetic prophecy. God ownership is not just about possession. It's about care. It's about purpose and the ongoing renewal of what belongs to God. Everything belongs to him. Heavenly, share this. One of the greatest problems we have in the church today is a corner marking stone that we put on the walls, because we own it. If this is the house of the Lord, who's on the house? The reason churches are dividing and split today is because we have ownership. And God says, "You have no ownership. The ownership belongs to him."
That's right. That's right.
When we stop trying to be the boss and let the Lord rule the house, then the house will be in order. My brothers and sisters, God owns it all. He is in control of it all. Everything in the world belongs to him, because God has the ownership. God ownership is not about possession. It's about care. It's about purpose. It's about an ongoing renewal of what belongs to him. You are in a renewal process, because even the way you are not the way you need to be. Because if you were the way you need to be, you would not be here. There's some things in all of our life that are shortcoming, and God is simply trying to get that stuff out of us to get us ready for our great departure to a place in a land where there's no more dying and crying, so that we can be in harmony with him forever. God has ownership. God is above it all. He rules it all. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what God is doing, God is moving us closer to him. Everything under heaven is defined not by worth, but by an eternal value rooted in God. Antioch, I would rather have Jesus than silver or gold. Now you know why the love of money is the root
of all evil.
There's one who's deeply rooted in something. He's got gold all over the place. The love of money is the root. And when something is rooted, it has deep roots. And so it takes consistent prayer to move, to cut through the roots, to get that out of the life. It takes conversion. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to change the direction of what is rooted in a life of a person. Help me, Lord. When the psalmist proclaimed that the earth is the Lord, it is merely a statement of fact, but a revelation of relationship. The creator to the creation and the sustainer who is sustained or supported. God has a vested interest in everything that he has made and everything that he has created. If we just stop for a moment, we can see the idea of belonging or owning is transforming. Everybody has to come to a realization that we have to be transformed into his image and not our own. Understanding. We need to understand that the earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord, but we have been positioned here. Some men desire to rule and to reign over people and the world, but that is not our purpose as Christians. We are here as servant. Christ came into the world as a servant, seeking to serve men. His objective was to serve those of us who were lost. Nothing caught him by surprise. Nothing slipped upon him. He was the only man born to die, and because he came in the fullness of time, he was demonstrating the eternal love of God the Father, who came in the fullness of time to bridge the gap between sin and so we could come into a united relationship with him. Sin created the problem. And we are not merely inhabitants of the world. We are participants in a story anchored by God. God has claimed and orchestrated this story from the beginning of time. God saw it, and God has the fulfillment of time. Even though we have messed up in this story that God has proclaimed for us to be a part of. Now I've asked the question, where was I? I was in the heart of God. Because when we think about what God is up to, we see that God have a prophetic plan for all of us. My brothers and sisters, God has ownership over the story from the beginning to the end. Historically, the historical text in Genesis 1, we see the beginning of the created order. And in this creation, everything that God created was new and perfect. But today, there's a conjunction, which implied that something is about to be said concerning today. But today, it is no longer new and it is no longer perfect. If we examine the new part, it was fresh, it was first. But now the freshness and the newness have been used and distorted by man. It's like a new car. Ken? Where's Ken? Ken? It's like that car you sold me. It was new when you sold it to me. It looked new. It's perfect. But over time, it's a little different. I said that because I took it to a detail shop. And the guy at the detail shop said, "Pastor, this car is new." I said, "This car is 3 years old." He opened the door, but he said, "It looks new even on the inside." I said, "Because we don't drive it that much." I said, "But it's still a three-year-old car. Ken, can you give me a value on that new car that's now 3 years old? The value isn't the same, is it? The earth is the Lord. But because men have worn it and done something to it, it's different from the will, the original intent of what God made it to be. We were created new and perfect, but the day we were born, something was in us that created us different from the way he wanted us to be. We were born with a messed up order because we have a sin nature now. The first man did not have it. He was new. He was perfect. Everything was right. But once he messed up, everything changed. That car is no longer new. The value is not the same. But we serve a God who can renew the value back to its mint condition. My brothers and sisters, God is working on our behalf. As I began to contemplate and meditate on that, I asked what God was up to. When I think about the book of Revelation, in that 21st chapter, that first verse, John said, "Behold, I make all things new. To make and to establish the world to a perfect estate. I make all things new." I want to go back to the original question. How does God see the world today? If we look at Genesis 2, it reveals something about what God sees. "For it says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." The structure that was in verse 2 revealed how God reacts to chaos and darkness. How God reacts to chaos and darkness. My brothers and sisters, it was in darkness of the chaos that the Spirit of God moved. Yeah, you missed it. It was in the darkness of the chaos that the Spirit of God moved. When God's Spirit moved, it changes something or someone. In other words, when the Holy Spirit moved, things begin to happen. Today, there's a concern that there is a dark cloud over the face of the world. Not just America. America is messed up. I just have to say it like it is. We see it every day. Where the truth become a lie and a lie become a truth. When people are turning away from what you know is right and we're fighting what's right because we want to do it our way. We got people in place and in charge of stuff now that's all out of control. But guess what? God knew they were going to be that way because he had already established a remedy for our mess ups. And when we think about what God is up to, he's changing and transforming. You got to get this word, transformation.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.